Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Technology and nature join forces in the Texas Geocache Challenge.
It's a new program that we're piloting in Central Texas, and really what it is using technology and going out and finding treasure in state parks.
Chris Holmes, Outdoor Education Coordinator for State Parks, says to play, visit the 12 state parks in the pilot between November and February and find each of the hidden caches.
What they're going to do is they'll go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and they'll look at the Texas Geocache Challenge site, and they'll have opportunity to download a PDF passport, and this passport will have the 12 sites in there with an area where they can prove that they've actually been to the geocache.
There's a stamp inside each cache unique to the site. You'll use it to mark your passport. That'll prove you found the goodies.
Once they've done the 12 sites and they've got their 12 stamps in the passport, then they can send it back to us and we will provide an additional prize for them. It's going to be a certificate and it's going to be a nice poster with a map of all the caches that they've been to.
No GPS? No problem. You can still play, and we tell you how tomorrow. That's our show. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.